Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Psalm 116 verses 1 to 2 reads, I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy, because he turned his ear to me. I will call on him as long as I live. The first two verses of Psalm 116 are like a pre-match warm-up, preparing both heart and mind for the challenges ahead. Jesus knew these words as he walked into Gethsemane, facing betrayal, fear, and the weight of the world. For athletes, being heard is critical. A coach who listens, a teammate who encourages, or a parent's steady support can make the difference between giving up or pushing through. Psalm 116 reminds us that God is the ultimate listener. He understands our fears, doubts, and struggles intimately, and he responds with care and attention. Like mental rehearsal in sport, repeating these verses prepares the heart to face adversity. Injuries, losing streaks, or high-pressure moments may come unexpectedly, but God's attention never fails. Just as athletes visualize successful outcomes before a match, we can internalize these words to cultivate inner strength. Knowing God listens builds confidence and resilience, anchoring us in trust even when circumstances feel overwhelming. This spiritual preparation is as essential as physical readiness. Mental focus, emotional stability, and a calm heart give us the edge to perform well under pressure. So, before today's match, take a few minutes to speak honestly about these issues to God. Speak to him about your fears, your doubts, or your frustrations. Repeat these verses as a mental and spiritual warm-up. Just as athletes rehearse plays or techniques, internalizing God's promises strengthens your mental clarity, focus, and resilience. Over time, this practice can deepen your understanding of your secure, eternal identity before Jesus. Wonderfully, this becomes a tool for staying calm during high-stress moments, whether it's a decisive sprint, a last-minute penalty, or a crucial team decision. So, let's reflect then as you approach today's game. Here are some questions. First, how does knowing God listens change your approach to pressure or setbacks? Secondly, where might you need to start calling out to him in your life and sport? And finally, can you identify a recent moment when you felt unheard and imagine bringing that moment honestly to God instead of letting it pass? And finally, let's pray first for yourself. Lord, help me to remember your care and attention in every moment, in victory and in challenge. And for your teammates, Lord, help them to see your presence and support in their struggles so that they too can face pressures with courage and confidence through knowing Christ. Amen. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.